Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Passion for Leadership by Robert Michael Gates is a leadership and public affairs book built around the single practical problem why large bureaucratic institutions so often underperform and how leaders can realistically reform them. Gates draws on a long career in public service, including senior roles in the U.S. national security establishment and later leadership in higher education, to argue that big organizations are not doomed to inertia. They can be improved, but only through disciplined leadership that combines a clear destination, an executable strategy, and persistent attention to people and incentives. Rather than presenting academic theory, the book offers experience-based lessons on how change actually moves through committees, formal processes, and organizational culture. Gates emphasizes that reform is not a one-time campaign, but a continuing responsibility that must adapt to politics, budgets, and stakeholder pressure. The purpose is both instructional and motivational, to equip leaders at different levels with workable approaches for change and to encourage capable people, especially younger readers, to consider public service without resigning themselves to institutional dysfunction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why bureaucracies fail and what reform is really up against. Gates begins from the premise that bureaucracies are essential yet frequently disappointing, not because people inside them are universally incompetent, but because large institutions naturally accumulate procedures, risk aversion, and fragmented accountability. Over time, rules meant to ensure fairness and control can become substitutes for judgment, slowing decisions and making it hard to reward performance or correct failure. He portrays bureaucratic inertia as a predictable outcome of scale layers of review, competing internal priorities, and a culture that often punishes mistakes more than it rewards initiative. This framing matters because it shifts reform away from slogans and toward diagnosis. If the problem is structural and cultural, then leaders must expect resistance that is not always malicious, but is often rational from the perspective of those protecting missions, budgets, or reputations. Gates also stresses that despair is a choice. The book argues that leaders can cut through institutional drag with focused priorities and steady execution, but reform efforts must be designed for real conditions, legal constraints, entrenched processes, and the reality that most organizations cannot stop operating while they are being rebuilt. Seeing bureaucracy clearly is presented as the first leadership skill in the change journey. Secondly, vision and strategy that are simple enough to execute. A recurring lesson in the book is that leadership for change requires more than ambition. Gates distinguishes between a vision that clarifies where the organization must go and a strategy that makes that destination achievable amid limited time, attention, and political capital. He argues that effective reform programs are often simpler than people expect, not simplistic, but limited to a small number of priorities that can be communicated, measured, and enforced. The emphasis on simple plans, faithfully executed, reflects his belief that complex organizations tend to defeat complex reform schemes. When every unit can interpret a plan differently, consistency collapses and the effort becomes performative. Gates advocates choosing objectives that matter, sequencing initiatives, and using management routines that keep the organization aligned over time. This includes translating big goals into concrete actions that subordinates can own, while ensuring the leader remains visibly engaged rather than delegating reform into a staff project. The book also underscores tailoring strategy to institutional culture. Change that ignores traditions, identity, and informal norms will meet friction that no org chart can explain. Strategy in this account is as much about fit and follow through as it is about ideas. Thirdly, change is always about people, incentives, and internal politics. Gates places people at the center of reform, arguing that organizational charts and policies do not change institutions unless the human system changes with them. He emphasizes understanding who gains and who loses from a proposed reform, and then managing that reality with persuasion, coalition building, and, when necessary, firm decisions. Stakeholders exist both inside and outside the organization, and leaders must map friends, foes, and fence sitters rather than assuming that formal authority will carry the day. The book highlights practical leadership behaviors that shape culture, listening to teams, empowering capable subordinates, and giving credit to others. Gates also cautions that candor must be paired with respect, especially in public settings, because humiliating subordinates undermines trust and performance, even if it produces short-term compliance. Another pragmatic theme is the careful handling of personnel. Reform often requires moving or removing individuals who have struck progress, but Gates argues it should be done with dignity and attention to what the person has contributed over a career. In bureaucracies with formal protections and complex rules, leaders must be patient and procedural while still making clear that resistance has consequences. The overall point is that change is a social process before it is a technical one. Fourthly, the leader as agent of change, self-awareness, and disciplined conduct. One of the book's more personal arguments is that reform begins with the leader, including the leader's willingness to examine their own habits, motives, and blind spots. Gates frames this as a mirror test. Leaders must ask whether they are part of the problem through indecision, ego, favoritism, or an appetite for applause instead of results. In large institutions, the leader's behavior becomes a signal system. If the leader tolerates slow rolling, unclear accountability, or internal sniping, the organization learns that reform is optional. If the leader models seriousness, steadiness, and respect, it becomes harder for others to dismiss change as a temporary slogan. Gates also stresses that leaders cannot lead reform from a distance. They must invest in relationships, communicate repeatedly, and demonstrate persistence when early resistance appears. Because bureaucracies often wait out initiatives, stamina is a competitive advantage. The book's leadership portrait is not about charisma. It is about credibility, clarity, and follow-through, paired with enough humility to learn from subordinates and enough toughness to make decisions that create winners and losers. This combination, he suggests, is what separates genuine reform from a cycle of reorganizations that change structures but not outcomes. Lastly, reforming under constraint budgets, compromise, and the never-ending nature of improvement, Gates repeatedly returns to the constraints that define public and large-scale institutional leadership, scarce resources, oversight, and competing demands that cannot be wished away. He treats financial pressure not only as a limitation, but also as a forcing function that can create urgency and expose low-value activity. Reform, in this view, requires fiscal prudence and the courage to prioritize, because trying to protect every program and every constituency often produces mediocrity across the board. The book also emphasizes compromise as a practical tool rather than a moral failure. In committee-driven environments, leaders rarely get everything they want when they want it. So progress depends on negotiation, sequencing, and accepting partial wins that keep momentum. Gates presents listening and responsiveness as part of this political skill leaders learn what is possible and where the hidden veto points are. Finally, he argues that reform is never finished. Even successful changes degrade as personnel rotate, incentives shift, and new problems emerge. Leaders therefore need systems that sustain improvement rather than one-time campaigns, including routines for accountability and a culture that expects adaptation. The message is sober, but encouraging lasting progress is possible, but only if leaders accept constraints, work within them, and keep pushing after the first victory fades. In conclusion, A Passion for Leadership is best suited to readers who either work in, advise, or hope to lead large institutions, government agencies, universities, defense and security organizations, large corporations, and major nonprofits. It is also a useful reality check for younger professionals considering public service, because it acknowledges institutional frustration without treating dysfunction as inevitable. The practical benefit is a toolkit of mindsets and behaviors that translate across sectors, define a clear destination, keep strategies executable, map stakeholders, protect dignity while enforcing standards, and expect reform to be continuous rather than episodic. Gates writes from the vantage point of high responsibility, but many of the lessons apply to mid-level leaders who must drive change without full control of resources or policy. What makes the book stand out in the leadership genre is its sustained attention to bureaucracy as it actually operates through committees, formal rules, and political constraints. Many leadership books offer universal principles. Gates focuses on the mechanics of change in environments where authority is diluted and resistance is often procedural rather than overt. The result is a candid, experience-based guide that prioritizes execution, relationships, and persistence over slogans, making it particularly valuable for readers trying to convert good intentions into institutional improvement. If you would like to support Robert Michael Gates, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.